Welcome, my name is Christopher Peter. The brotherly shove is being threatened once again by an NFL team that originally did not want to disclose its involvement. The brotherly shove is a football play that shows without a shadow of a doubt who truly came to play football for that game and who may prefer something less physical. A modified quarterback sneak that was once described as having no place in football, until the reality is that one team can do it consistently and many others simply embarrass their offenses, coaching staff, fans, and the audience when they try and completely fail at something they claim was not really a challenge. Maybe they were not up to the challenge or not ready to show they were tough enough that day. One common theme around sports is not only experiencing great feats by athletes, but seeing players and team overcome adversity or obstacles. For instance, when the Chicago Bulls finally overcame the Detroit Pistons, when the Indianapolis Colts finally beat the New England Patriots, when the Boston Red Sox finally ended the curse, beating their fiercest rival in the process. Victory must taste so much better when it comes with the thrill of finally defeating a persistent foe. These teams did not petition their leagues to change the rules to take away what their opponents do great. They found ways to overcome them, adapt and overcome. The Golden State Warriors won title after title because of the ability to shoot three-pointers, innovating with the idea that scoring more points was a possibility if they were proficient in making enough three-pointers rather than settling for the much easier two-point dunk. Rather than asking for that to be banned, opponents found ways to run them off the three-point line, become proficient in making enough of their own three-point shots. They competed. The Green Bay Packers seem to take the millennial approach to football and try to end the brotherly shove because they cannot stop it and are not able to do it themselves. They want the league to remove an obstacle for them under the guise of a concern for injuries, despite no one seemingly able to recall anyone injured during the play that missed time. The reality is that there is a potential for injury on every play in football. Should they simply stop tackling? I agree with rule changes that protect player safety when there is actual evidence of it. The NFL should simply tell this not-so-anonymous team that they need to work harder. The same team that beat you to open the season is the same team that ended your season. That is a hard pill to swallow. But the rules should not change simply because you want the bar to be lowered for you. That is not competition or sports. At least be willingly to publicly acknowledge you are seeking the change.